God has given us. The Word declares that we were created to worship. We were created to be people of praise. When the Word says that God is enthroned, God is enthroned on the praises of His people. And what does that mean? It means this. When we speak the praises of God, when we speak out who He is, what He's done, what He is doing, when we align our confession of praise with the truth about who God is out into the air, He begins to be enthroned in that place in our lives. When we're facing a tough situation and we praise Him that He is our refuge and that He's our victory and our strength, guess what happens? He shows up and tangibly begins to do that. Praise has the power. It unleashes, you know that guard dog out, the old junkyard dog, you know, when there's trouble afoot and that dog runs to the trouble and takes care of it. When we praise our God, we unleash the power, the guard dog of praise in our life, in our path, in our situation. Praise is a dynamic that changes the world around us. You know, I believe praise is one of the things that is most forgotten by the church, something that is not held to a very high regard in our situations. Now, that's not everybody. I mean, hey, there's lots of people I know that they're huge praise people. But what we came to was the gates of praise. So in Isaiah 60:18, God said this, "Your walls shall be called salvation, and your gates shall be called praise." And we talked about this last time. God is the wall of salvation around us. In other words, we're good, we're right, we're protected, we have eternity. Our Father has us surrounded. He's going to take care of us. You know, the Word declares in Romans 8:28, one of my favorite scriptures, that all things work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. Listen, God is at work on our behalf in all things, at all times, in every situation, no matter how dark, how dim, how bright, whether you're on top of the mountain or in the valley below, God is at work in our lives all the time for our good and His glory. That's what that scripture says. When we praise Him, you know, Sometimes I will just praise Him for that particular scripture, not knowing, you know, I'd made a statement the other day to a friend. You know, I send out a text about every day to a group of people, just an encouragement. And I had sent this out and I'd had a conversation with a friend about what I had sent out. You know, sometimes when we don't know what's going on, we're in a rough spot, we can't figure it out and can't see past it, you know. Sometimes God is preparing us for something that only He can see in front of us. So the best thing we can do is just praise Him for it. And a lot of times I'll use that particular scripture. I don't know what's going on, Lord, but I praise You that You're at work on my behalf in all things, at all times. I don't know what's going on, but You do. Mm-hmm. Trust him. Praise requires great faith. It really does. I mean, it requires us to speak into the air thankfulness for something that looks impossible. That's faith in praise. So He said, "Your walls shall be called salvation." That's God's part. He has saved us, redeemed us. He has surrounded us and He's taken care of us. "But your gates shall be called praise." So we have a wall around us of salvation. That's our Father protecting us, taking care of us, loving us, providing for us. But in a wall, there's always a gate. And that gate, He says, shall be called praise. It is the ability to move what is within to go without. If our gate is not speaking in praise, then we're speaking something else. If the gate exists, that means it exists. God wants it to be a gate of praise. Come on. If it's not a gate of praise, then it's a gate of something else. Mm-hmm. Our words have power. The things that we say, you know, I'm absolutely convinced that the second part of this that we did in this series is called the language of the kingdom. And I am absolutely convinced that if we're not speaking the language of the kingdom, if we're not speaking the praises of our God, and that doesn't mean that we have to walk around being, oh, praise God for this, praise God for that. It means that we speak in line with His truth. Mm-hmm. When we speak in line with what he, with who He is and what He's doing and what He feels and sees and wants to say, it might be just as simple as having a conversation. You know, I had a conversation with someone a while back. This is an easy one right here. That, well, you know, they say that we're not going to get any rain. The rains just ain't going to come on us this year. We're going to be in a drought. It's going to be worse than it was. And I'm thinking, shoot, man, I don't see it that way. I think it's going to rain. I'm believing it's going to rain. I'm already appreciating the rain that's coming. Just the positive speaking begins to turn and change things. You know, the word declares that when we begin to praise Him, He's enthroned and He begins to move in the situations. Speak life. You can, you know, we can disagree with something, but agree to its power. Let me give you an example of that. Politics, people, this and that. We can complain to a point because we're standing on moral high ground that what's going on is not of God. The decisions that they're making are not of God. It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. It is true. But when we just stand and complain, we're agreeing to its power. If you see what I'm saying there. But in other words, if we would turn and say, God, I thank you that in the midst of this situation, with the decisions that are being made, God, that you're at work, you're moving in this, you're using it. God caused a government to move two people 96 miles so that Jesus could be born in Bethlehem. He caused a government to have a census so that two people could get moved 96. So, listen, what looked like a bad thing, what everybody didn't want to have to do, they all did, brought about the birth of our Savior. Mm-hmm. So, it does matter, so don't get me wrong, and we do need to voice truth, but my point is in our daily conversations, we need to be careful. We need to be speaking in line with the truth of the Word of God. And that's not always pronouncing our judgment on what's wrong with the world. God never gave us the power or authority to judge, only the power to share His love, bear His glory, and be a reflection and an ambassador and a representative of who He is. Leave the judgment to Him. Amen? We'll just walk on and be who we're called to be. So He's the wall of salvation, and we have these gates of praise we ought to be speaking. The praises of God, that's our responsibility. It's our role to play. You know, a lot of people experience ongoing spiritual battles in their life, brought on by continual compromise or just the circumstances of life. And it dislocates us from our design and our purpose. When we are not being a people of praise, when we become a people that agree with what's going on, like I say, we can disagree, but agree with its power in complaining. When we get in that mode, we're dislocated from our purpose. We're dislocated from who God's called us to be. We're out of joint. Mm-hmm. And you can't function when you're out of joint. You're just not as effective. So God wants to change the dynamic of our speech, of the things that we're saying. God is the strength that surrounds us. We shouldn't have to be devil conscious all the time. You know, I get around some folks and it's the devil this, the devil that, the enemy's up to this, the enemy's up to that. Don't give him credit. Listen, if we believe what we just celebrated as the children of God yesterday, that dude is defeated.
Come on.
He has absolutely no rule, absolutely no reign. He is not. The word says that he walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. At this point, he's a toothless lion.
Come on.
Now, what's he going to do, gum on you? Mm-hmm. But when we fall into the line of empowering what he's up to, even through our complaining, we're just giving fuel to the fire, fuel to the fire. We need to begin to turn that around. Praise God that he's at work in the middle of this. Here's what I see some in some of our political situation, the status quo. Here's what I see. I think God's waking some people up. I think he's changing some hearts and changing some minds. Hey, listen, I got no complaint with that. If people are changing, I've got no complaint. If it's drawing them to him, I've got no complaint. So just remember, he's always at work on our behalf at all times for our good and his glory. Amen. We ought to be speaking his praises in the middle of those situations. We don't need to be devil conscious all the time or focused on the issues and problems that are against us. We spend too much time focused on the things that are not God. Here's the truth in that. The longer that we entertain what's not from God, the longer we put off what is.
Come on.
We cannot be fixed and focused on those things. And in order to get our mind out of that, we need to begin to be a people who praises God for who he is right now, for what he's doing, even though it doesn't look like it. That's what praise through faith is. When we receive Jesus, we no longer have to fight from defeat toward victory. We no longer have to attack anything from poverty toward wealth. We don't have to go from less to much. We have been given everything. We have been given the kingdom and all that our God has. We ought to be praising him for that and unleashing the flow and the power of God in the midst of our circumstances. It's ours. Listen, when we're having a hard time, we can't see how we're going to get that payment made. Just in faith, because his word says so, that he's going to provide for us and take care of us. Seek first the kingdom, and all this other stuff will be added to you. He's going to provide for you in his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He's given us these promises. Begin to just, Lord, I thank you that on my path today, God, that you have a way through this situation. You are my provider, Jehovah Jireh, the God who is my provision. You are my victory, my banner of victory. Lord, you're Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. Lord, I don't have to fret. I don't have to be anxious. Instead, what we usually end up doing is focusing on what is not God and empowering it, complaining about it. Even in prayer, oftentimes, and I'm going to get to that a little later, but even in prayer, oftentimes, there's nothing wrong with taking our petitions to the Lord. The Word encourages us to do so. But even I've found sometimes that I can spend a lot of time in prayer complaining about my situation, asking, complaining, Lord, you know, fix this. I need help with that. And there's nothing wrong with bringing those things to the Lord. But I found a repetition over time of doing that and never giving him praise for what he is doing, what he's going to do. I'm telling you, it is a key that begins to unlock the power of who our God is through our lives when we do that. It is putting faith into action over the things we've asked for. When Jesus gave us the model prayer, I mean, he started it with praise. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy, consecrated, set apart, no one higher than you. You're sovereign, you're God. I mean, we've got to approach it that way. If we believe what we celebrated this last weekend, then we got to believe that we've been given everything he has. God ain't holding nothing back, waiting on you to reach a new level. He's already given it to you. And if we act like we don't have it, guess what? We ain't going to have it. We're not going to spend it. You know, Jack Taylor, he said, I love all the Jack Taylor-isms, the things that he would say. And he would often say that if you don't know you have something, you'll act like you don't. So the truth is, we've got to begin to speak those things out into our life, giving praise to God for that. Don't be focused on the devil. Don't be so devil conscious. Don't be focused on the problems and the things that are against us. Don't be focused on the status quo. Be focused on the King of Kings at work in your life, because if you'll do that, you'll begin to see circumstances change and roll faster. The tide will roll faster in your life. Speak it out. Be a person of praise. So this gate of praise, our mouth, Revelation 21 talks about this city of God, this great city of God. And there's this wall around this city. And there's 12 gates around the city, and it says that the gates are made of pearl. They're a solid pearl. We talked a little bit last time about what that pearl means and how a pearl's made. We know how a pearl's made. It's an irritation. We're very good at when we get a raise at work or something amazing happens, or we're very good. Oh, praise God for that. Thank you, Lord, for that. Yeah, we're good at that, and that's awesome. But what we've got to get good at is in those times of irritation, of those hardships, the things that look impossible, we've got to get good at praising Him. That's what these gates of pearl represent, the gates of pearl praise. They're praise in the hard times. Praise when it doesn't look possible. Praise when it doesn't look like you're going to get through it. These gates, when we're in hardship and hard times, what they do is they provide protection from the attack of the enemy. Praise removes the tools that the enemy has.
Come on.
Even though he's a toothless old lion, he has some deception and some lies. And when we buy into it, what we've been talking about, we agree, we disagree, but we agree to his power. When we begin to praise God, it disarms him. It casts down those lies. It takes all those things away. Thankfulness. You know, Paul said, everything is good if you give thanks for it. When we thank God for something, it becomes consecrated. You remember even Joseph in the Old Testament, you know, he told his brothers, what you meant for my harm, God turned for my good. It doesn't matter what we're facing, what we're looking at, what the circumstance, how dark it looks. When we begin to be thankful toward the Father, when we begin to praise Him in the midst of those situations, that beautiful pearl, that beautiful jewel is formed through that gate of praise. The enemy's tools are taken away from him, and what is in front of us becomes consecrated and holy, and God begins to use it for our good and His glory. What the enemy's meant for your harm is crushed by our thankfulness to God in the midst of that situation. It's about celebrating God, who God is in us in every situation. We talked about Jehoshaphat and how they went out into battle with praise and the armies turned on themselves. Jonah in the belly of the whale, he had agreed to do something and then he ran from God. And at the very moment that he began to praise God in the midst of his hard situation, the whale spit him out. Paul and Silas, we talked about them in jail along about midnight. They were singing praises to God, and the ground shook, and the chains fell off, and the gates opened. And praise is a highly forgotten factor. It's a highly forgotten point in the body of Christ. We ought to get better. God wants to change that dynamic. He wants us to get better at speaking the praises of God in the midst of our darkest times. Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, that the King of glory may enter in. It is a gate that one can enter and the other cannot. When we speak praise, the enemy can't come in. He can't get in that way. But when we speak the other way, we disagree but agree to his power, he begins to come in. Then we get these things in our life. And so then in Zechariah, God said, I will be a wall of fire around it. This wall of salvation can burn the snot out of you if you let too much get on you. And God doesn't use local anesthesia. He just goes ahead and burns it off. Hebrews 12, God has given us an unshakable kingdom, and it says that he is a consuming fire. The church of Laodicea, the last of the seven letters in the book of Revelation, Jesus was saying, you've become lukewarm. And it has so much to do with this, with not allowing this thing, this first love, to continue to brew and to happen and to move through our lives. And he said this, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire. It can be painful to get something burned off. It can be painful to get it burned off, but it's for our good. So that's kind of a recap of where we were at, and I spent 30 minutes doing that. So we'll get through the next little bit. If you want to go ahead and take a
okay